Strangers and Aliens, Episode 68, The Superheroes of Podcasting.
And there came a day unlike any other, when Earth's geekiest podcasters found themselves united for a common theme, to take on topics no individual geek Christian podcast could withstand. Heed the call, then, for now. Podcasters, assemble!
Featuring Are You Just Watching? Movie, book, and TV show reviews with critical thinking for Christians. AreYouJustWatching.com. Faith, Hope, and Nerds. Being creative and being a Christian. FaithHopeAndNerds.com. Game Store Prophets. Where geek culture and God culture collide. GameStoreProphets.com. Geek This Podcast. Geek culture without the pocket protector. GeekThisPodcast.com. Geekily Yoked. The world's best married Christian geek podcast. GeekilyYoked.com. Holy Worlds Podcast. Encouraging the effective use of niche media genres for the glory of God. HolyWorlds.posterous.com. The Sci-Fi Christian. Bringing you theology at warp speed. TheSciFiChristian.com. Storymen. The intersection of pop culture, theology, and history. Storymen.us. Strangers and Aliens. Exploring faith and imagination. StrangersandAliens.com.
Issue 1, Superheroes.
Hello, welcome to the Strangers and Aliens podcast, and if you were listening carefully, you probably noticed we played some different theme music, because I played the promo music and the promo for the theme week that we're doing instead of our usual Strangers and Aliens theme music that Tim Luffel wrote for us. The reason I did that is because this is actually not just about a topic, and it's not just part of the theme week. This is actually about the theme week. And so I'm here with Stephen McDonald.
That's me.
And we are here to talk about what I'm going to call Superheroes of Podcasting.
Dun, dun, dun.
So not only is this about the theme week, it's actually part of the theme, because the people we're talking about are superheroes. How's that for some kind of meta thing? It's much better reach than talking about how Terminator was both a hero and a villain, and saying that was our reason for being part of Superhero Theme Week.
But still pretty much of a reach.
This is not a reach. This is, well, I mean, no matter what.
So they're actually superheroes that we're talking about.
They're metaphorically superheroes.
Metaphorically, okay. Yeah. So
that makes it not a reach. And also what makes it not a reach is that we're actually talking about the theme week.
It's a metaphorical reach.
The literal meaning, we're talking about people who are doing this, and the metaphorical being, these guys are superheroes of podcasting, which is why I chose the title Superheroes of Podcasting.
So they have super podcasting powers or something? I don't know.
They do. They do. Steve, have you not listened to them? Do you not know? Some of these do have some superpowers. So, Steve, we're going to be introducing these podcasts to the world. And to you, Steve.
To our world.
Some of them to you. But, let's start. Where do you want to start, Steve?
Well, how about that alphabetically?
Are you just watching? Are you just watching? Yes. Yes, I am. Next. Oh, sorry. That's not a question.
You're just watching? You're not even listening? You're just watching?
Well, you know, that is the key is that just word in there. Their website is areyoujustwatching.com. Their Facebook is facebook.com/areyoujustwatching, all one word. But it's the just part, I think, that they really focus on that makes them actually something I like listening to.
Because they're all about justice. Just.
No, Steve, sorry.
Did I miss something?
Yeah. I think you missed a little bit of context there.
Oh. So,
yeah. But their focus is on when you watch a movie, are you watching it or are you just watching it or are you looking deeper and digging deeper? And they even mention how there are other podcasts and other movie review sites that give you, you know, just what's good about it, what's bad about it, but they want to go deeper into kind of the philosophy and be more critical and have a more critical not as far as being a movie critic, but as far as being a critical thinker. That's their focus. And Eve Franklin is the point person on that podcast right now. She was co-hosting with Daniel J. Lewis from the Audacity podcast. By the way, podcasters, that the Audacity podcast is one of, if not the best podcast about how to podcast and technical things as far as equipment and software goes, but also theoretical things about like how long should your episode be and that kind of thing. So I also recommend the Audacity podcast, but because Daniel J. Lewis is busy, he has kind of pulled back away from the Are You Just Watching Review podcast, but Eve Franklin is the point person on that. So
interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So that's Are You Just Watching?
Are You Just Watching? You Just and Watching? Next, tell us a little bit about Faith, Hope, and Nerds.
Faith, Hope, and Nerds. That is Jason Calhoun and Aaron Robbins. Mm-hmm. They say that Jason is the video guy and Aaron is the web guy, and they're doing an audio podcast together. So,
and this is one that I have heard, and it's really nice because they have a very conversational tone about them. It's obvious these guys have been friends for a long time, and they've been doing this for a long time. And they're probably in the same room most of the time that they're talking. So they don't have to wait for, like, you know, subtle non-visual clues.
Yeah, so they don't what?
I was talking and you just walked right on me.
What were you? What?
Like I said.
Oh, I couldn't hear.
I was.
Okay, I'm done. I'm sorry.
Sort of like that.
Yeah.
But they don't do that because they just, you know, it's just that much more natural with them. It's a really nice one.
And their podcast is also it's a very personal podcast, and it's not touching on so much the geek stuff as far as like with our podcast, we're taking subjects like, well, Star Trek or Westerns as fantasy, that kind of thing. They are looking at things as far as being kind of creative and nerdy and Christians, and how does that affect life and the way you live life? And you know, they both have ministries that they're involved in, and they're working right now on a documentary about one of them, their family, they lost a young child.
Right.
And they're also huge Disney fans and love Disney World.
Huge.
And so they're doing a documentary about, you know, what it means to get the mouse ears for the child that they lost. And it's a, you know, they're talking about these kind of things. It's very personal, very, you know, just giving you that look inside just the spiritual issues that they're wrestling with.
Right.
And it's a good podcast. I really enjoy listening to it. Wish it would come out more than it does, but they're working on a documentary, so what can you ask for, you know? I can't wait to see what happens with this documentary, by the way.
So next, Game Store Profits.
Game Store Profits. I was so happy when I found this podcast. Hank Harwell recommended this podcast to me because the Geek Preacher was going to be on there, and I don't think Hank had actually listened to them at the time when the Geek Preacher was going to be on the podcast, but he just said, hey, check these guys out. Geek Preacher is going to be on there. These guys look like they're kind of the similar podcast that you'd like. The thing I like about what they're doing, and one thing that makes them different, again, all these podcasts are different, but what makes them different is they really are focusing on gaming. And it's tabletop gaming and video gaming. And they're also, you know, talking about how, you know, some of these ideas in gaming applies to, you know, your Christian life. They talk about sometimes how the social aspect of gaming allows, you know, different parts of, you know, conversations to come up and things like that. They also talk about their own, you know, personal lives and that kind of thing, which is what happens when you have a podcast. But but their focus is these guys are gamers. They're geeks and gamers and Christians, and it's a fun podcast. I love listening to their podcast. I've gone back and listened to most of their backlog, and it's just been fun getting to know them by listening to them. I'd like to get to know them by actually talking to them sometime, but right now it's been fun getting to know them by listening to them. The other thing that's fun with the Game Store Profits is that they have a very natural transition from their topic to kind of the spiritual, I guess, application, is for lack of a better word. Usually it's a surprising transition for them. They weren't expecting this, and you can just hear them, oh, By the way, you know, as we're talking about this, just makes me think about, you know, our walk with God, you know. And their voices do not sound like that, of course.
Not like your ham-fisted attempts to jam spirituality.
Yeah, at least when I'm ham-fisted about it, I acknowledge that I am. Yeah. I have fun with being ham-fisted. And
you put on the ham-fist costume and mask and everything.
That's my superhero.
That's right.
Ham-fist. That's actually a great superhero. Or a superhero villain. So,
yeah, work with that. So game store profits. And what's their website?
Did we their website that? Is, believe it or not, GameStoreProfits.com. Their Facebook is Facebook.com/GameStoreProfits. That's Luke Navarro and Mike Perna, GameStoreProfits.com. Most of these guys, their website is their title and their Facebook is their title. We'll have links to all these, of course, in the show notes. So, Steve, what's up next?
Geek This.
The Geek This podcast, which is found at geekthispodcast.com. Now, it's a new podcast, though. That's the thing. His latest episode was episode 11. Wow. So he hasn't been doing this for a while. He is. He's a podcasting babe in arms. So, yeah. We're, and, well, go ahead.
We're his nurturers. Is that?
I don't know if I would go that far.
His wet nurse? No. Nothing like that, no.
Geek This Podcast is hosted by two Davids, David Clements and David Hunt. And every time I think about that, I can't help thinking about the song. Do you ever watch Kids in the Hall?
Yes.
David Foley sings the song, "These Are the Daves I Know."
I think you're thinking of a different song, though, because I think of a different song.
I'm thinking of "These Are the Daves I Know, I Know." These are the Daves I Know. These are the Daves I Know, I Know. These are the Daves I Know. Some of us are David, but most of us are Dave. Yeah, that's the song I think of when I think of Davids.
I think of there's a Christian band back in the around 1990 called Lust Control, and they had a song about a Christian writer at the time whose name was Dave Hunt. And Dave Hunt was an apologist, but he was really digging into like specific cults and things like that. So most of the song, they did very short songs, was "Witch Hunt, Dave Hunt, Witch Hunt, Dave Hunt." And they were just playing off his name a little bit there. So anytime I hear someone named Dave Hunt, I just think of
that song. Yeah. Well, yeah. David Clements and David Hunt, there they are. Their podcast is a Geek Life podcast. They talk movies, they talk comics and stuff like that. They have a nice rapport. They've only done a couple episodes together. Dave Hunt has only been the co-host, I think, for two, maybe three episodes.
Oh, he's like a super baby. Yeah.
The other difference, though, is this is the only podcast doing this that is not identified as a Christian podcast. David Clements is a Christian podcaster doing this geek podcast, and he is open about it. He doesn't, you know, it's not like he's trying to hide anything. And when I contacted him about taking part in this, I said, you know, this is a Christian thing we're doing with other Christian podcasts. You're a Christian podcaster. You're welcome to take part, but I'm not going to feel bad if you, you know, don't want to feel identified with that group. So,
right.
Yeah. So, anyway, yeah, he's got a good thing going. He's off to a great start compared to you and I, Steve, when we did the comic book crossover podcast.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's just making us look bad.
Great.
Yeah. Great. Now, Strangers and Aliens, we got off to a really good start because we had already done two podcasts before.
Yeah.
But
two dry runs. And we had the, you know, the infusion of Dr. Jace into the mix.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, with Geek This, he's off to a great start, and I really want to.
Dr. Jace is like the radioactive spider venom that inside of Strangers and Aliens.
I don't know how that really. Okay. Next up. So yeah, look for. By the way, look for Geek This podcast on Facebook and like it. Because
that's Facebook at facebook.com/geekthispodcast.
Next up, Steve.
this one is pretty clearly a Christian podcast because it goes off of a Christian phrase and just takes it up to the next geek level. It's geekily yoked.
Yes, geekilyyoked.com, and they're at facebook.com/geekilyyoked. Spelled GEEKUALLYYOKED. So there's some weird things with the L's and the Y's doubling up, and you might lose track, but you'll eventually find it. So hosted by Rachel and Lehman Kessler. And what I like about this podcast, and again, what makes this one different, is they're a married couple, and they're talking about their geek life and their married life, and it's fun to listen to them talk about things that they both love. And yeah, they have just posted an episode announcing that they're expecting their first child. And so what did they do? They took a look at babies in sci-fi and fantasy. And it's cool. It's natural, and they have a good flow, and they're obviously in the same room together. So and sometimes their dog Bilbo is in the same room with them too.
Hopefully they're in the same. If they're not in the same room together, it's not going to be a very friendly episode.
Possibly, yeah. Possibly. So, yeah, it's a great podcast. The one thing I recommend is when you listen to it the first time, make sure you stick around and listen to the song at the end of the episode, because the song at the beginning of the episode and the end, it's the same song, but there's a cut in half, you know, and they stop the song early at the beginning.
Yeah.
They cut it off before it gets to the good geek stuff, which is at the end of their episode. There's some fun stuff in there. First time you listen to it, listen to that the end music as well. So yeah, that's geeklyyoked.com. And their tagline, the world's best married Christian geek podcast.
Yeah. Not that the podcast is married, but the podcasters.
That'd be interesting.
So anyway.
All right. Up next, we have
Holy Worlds podcast.
Yeah. And you know who introduced this one to me, Steve?
Was it Hank Harwell?
No, it was you. It was you,
Hank,
Steve.
Because it's usually Hank.
No, you found this one, showed it to me, and I started listening to it. And yeah, the one unfortunate thing about this one is that their URL is actually not working anymore. It was holyworlds.posterous.com. You can't get to their podcast that way, but you can go to holyworlds.org, and that will take you to their forum, their blog, their I'm not sure what's happening with their podcast tab there. Yeah, that's not working. But their blog is working, and there's, you know, they'll have also on their forums, they have a section of the forums dedicated to their podcast. They actually have three forums. They have fantasy, sci-fi, and historical fiction. And that's what they talk about. They talk about writing fantasy, sci-fi, and historical fiction. And it really is about the writer's craft and being a Christian writer, especially working in these genres. So, I don't know. Steve, I don't know how much you knew about them when you actually pointed me in that direction.
You know, now that you mention it, I'm thinking to myself, this may have been one of those things I found and didn't have a chance to listen to and said, hey, why doesn't Ben get, you know, the knowledge of this thing too, so we can both know about it.
No. It was, hey, why doesn't Ben get some knowledge about this thing too, so that we can both know about it through him? Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
I don't recall.
Really?
No, I don't.
Interesting.
I think it might have been part of a, like, I was looking for some, and there was a big list, and I said, hey, check these out, and I'm planning on checking them out. And then I never got a chance to.
Well, but there was never a big list. That's the problem. That's actually why we're doing this. I've never found a big list of Christian podcasters, Christian geek podcasters.
Well, by big, I meant like two or three.
Yeah. Well, now we have a big list of nine.
Nine.
This is a big list we have now. So.
Is this a big list? Nine.
The Holy Worlds podcast, you can go to holyworlds.org and you can find them there and
somewhere.
It's their forums. It's big. These forums are enormous, and they have lots of people talking about lots of different things. I get a little overwhelmed looking at their forum, but it's also a good resource if you are a writer getting into science fiction or fantasy or historical fiction, which is something I do all three of those. So
that's right.
Yeah. So that's Holy Worlds Podcast.
Holy Worlds.
What's up next, Steve?
Next, we have our good, good friends over at The Sci-Fi Christian.
At thescifichristian.com.
That's right.
And their Facebook, facebook.com/thescifichristian. So, yeah. The interesting thing about this podcast is really almost, you know, three podcasts in one. It's like you have Avengers, Dark Avengers, and Secret Avengers, and they're all Avengers, but they all have their own thing going on. So you have Matt Anderson and Ben DeBono, and then you have Matt Anderson and Daniel Butcher, and used to be Kobe. And then you have Daniel Butcher and Mike Poteet doing, what do you call it? They call it Issues of the Day, I think, that they were starting right. Their own little offshoot thing. Yeah. But maybe instead of being like the Avengers, it's like the Marvel Universe in general, where multiple characters are on multiple teams. How's that? So Wolverine is on the Avengers and the X-Men.
Yeah.
So Cypher Christian is like the Marvel Universe. Yeah, I like that.
I would not say that.
And we're the DC Universe.
No.
We're much more united and
and
strong and powerful, but they have better backstories.
Dimensional Earths.
Anyway, if you've listened to us ever, you know about them. Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. That's their name. That's their mission. There it is.
There they go. And then last in the ours would be in that list as well. So
yeah. So this next one is not last.
This would be the eighth. In the list, but are we going to dig into ours as well? I mean,
might as well
listen to this. Okay. Eighth in the list is Storymen.
Yeah, Storymen is hosted by three writers. I'm going to get their names really wrong. Matt Michalotis. J.R. Forrestoris. And Clay
sounds
Morgan.
Like they're dinosaurs or something.
they sound like fantasy worlds. I am Matt of
Michalopolis.
Yeah. I am JR of Forrestorius. I am Clay of Morgan. So, Clay, I just want to thank you for having a name that I can pronounce and not feel embarrassed about.
Yeah.
But anyway, these guys are writers. Matt Michalotis. He has written the book My Imaginary Jesus, Sword of the Six Worlds, or Sword of Six Worlds, and Night of the Living Dead Christian. J.R. Forrestoris is a teaching pastor and a blogger. And then Clay Morgan, he teaches history at a number of colleges and things like that, and wrote a book called Undead, Revived, Resuscitated, and Reborn. And the three of them together talk about, I mean, they say their title is they're the story men. They talk about story and how it's not just writing stories, but also living your story. So that one is another podcast. You know who introduced me to this one, Steve?
Me.
You did.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah. Okay, you remember that one. Okay, good.
I do remember that one.
But again, another podcast I really, really enjoy, which is why I reached out to these guys. There are podcasts out there that I have not reached out to, mainly because I just forgot or didn't get around to it or didn't know that they existed until afterward. There are a couple other podcasts that next time around I will be reaching out to because I want to get as many people. I want to be as all-inclusive as possible.
Right.
But there were just ones that I just forgot about or didn't even know about. So if you are not in this list and you are listening right now, please don't feel bad that you're not in this list.
Yeah.
Contact us.
Reach out to us.
Yeah, podcast@strangersandaliens.com.
We can only reach so far.
That's right. And if you're like, you know, if you have a podcast you're listening to that you think, oh, that would fit perfectly into what they're doing, next time we do a theme week, or as we're pulling together, you know, doing things together, you know, just do like Hank Harwell and say, hey, check this podcast out. Looks like it'd be something you'd be interested in.
There you go.
And we love reaching out and finding these other guys and listening to these other guys. And I'm fortunate I have a job that I can listen to podcasts while I'm working. So there are three honorable mentions, though, that are not podcasts, but I wanted to go ahead and mention anyway, because I think they'd be of interest to our listeners. And they are Geeklesia, which is Hank Harwell's blog.
Yeah.
And you can find them on Facebook.com/Geeklesia. Geeklesia. It's also at, you can find it at geeklesia.blogspot.com. And that, his blog covers basically the things that we cover. You know, he covers spiritual application to sci-fi and fiction, and sci-fi news, fantasy news, and trailers, and all that kind of thing. Then there's also Speculative Faith, and I'm going to get their website wrong. Speculativefaith.com. And that's another blog. It's a blog written by people who are writers of speculative fiction that are Christians as well. And they post a lot of different topics that are just meant to be thought provoking, and they have a team of writers, and it's a good blog. And then the third one is Fans for Christ. Fansforchrist.org. Good, okay, I got that right too. Fansforchrist.org. They have a blog, they have forums, and they also have a ministry, a convention ministry that they, that's a really the core of what they do.
And we also have an honorable mention, right?
What's that?
The Spirit Blade.
Oh, that's right. Spirit Blade. No, that's just an honorable mention. Spirit Blade Underground. They also have a forum that will be eventually known as Christian Geek Central. They will have a website that will also eventually be known as Christian Geek Central. I'm not sure when that's actually going to come to life. But they are, yeah, it's, again, a nice forum to discuss sci-fi geek stuff and theology and all that kind of thing. So, yeah. Spiritblade.forum-motion.com or ChristianGeekCentral.com will also take you to the Spirit Blade Underground. These are things that I recommend checking out. And if you are a Christian and you're into sci-fi, you're into fantasy, you're into superheroes, you're into horror, I mean, these are all these podcasts are things that you might find interesting, and these blogs are as well. So that's what this episode is about. This episode is about what has come to be known as the Podcasters Initiative. Listeners, check these guys out. I think you'll like them because I know I do like them. That's that.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, Steve, for joining me.
Very welcome.
For this kind of impromptu episode. Our next episode is going to be far more literally minded when it comes to the theme of superheroes. Next episode is called Best Worst Superheroes, and we're going to take a look at some of our favorite terrible characters in superheroes, and also some of our least favorite terrible characters in comic books. See, some of these guys, they're terrible, and we like them because they're terrible. And some of these guys, we don't like them because they're terrible.
Yeah.
So that's next episode. Got any last words there, Steve? Final thoughts for our listening audience?
Final thoughts. My final thought would be if you're just watching with nerds, get down to the game store and get yoked to Holy Christian Story.
Yeah, that's really the kind of thing you should have prepared beforehand if you were going to try and do that.
It sounded so good as you were just like, as I was just like, I'm like, oh, this is going to just roll off the tongue.
It did. The first part. Are you just watching? That's where it stopped rolling, though.
And choked.
All right. Well, that is that then. right, and then. I would like to thank you for listening. And if you are a new listener, thank you for joining us. Next episode will be a regular episode with Dr. Jace and our other, I'm not sure how long, but our other co-host, Kobe. So, yeah, thanks for listening, and Godspeed. You've been listening to the Strangers and Aliens podcast, hosted by Ben Avery, Steve MacDonald, and Dr. Jace O'Neill. Our music was composed and mixed by Tim Leffel. Please join in the conversation by visiting our website, strangersandaliens.com, where you will find show notes, articles, reviews, and more. You can also email us directly at podcast@strangersandaliens.com, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/strangers, or you can leave us a voicemail on the Strangers and Aliens hotline. Just call 1-804-37-ALIEN and leave your message. And once again, thanks for listening. I know we did have one podcast complain that they didn't like their placement in the order of the promo.
I wonder which one that would be.
I wonder which one. I'm not going to mention any names. Because I don't have to because they share my name. But I'm just saying, I just did it alphabetical.
In front of it?
It's just alphabetical. What can I do?
Because you don't alphabetize the word the.
You do
right?
not. You know, yeah. that article just does not get included in alphabetizing. Yeah. Unless you have a really weak alphabetizing program.
Very weak.
I do not like it when they do that.
No, not at all. So. Because it's ridiculous.
Shouldn't be done.
No.
I think we should develop a new promo for them.
Yeah. How about, you know, the thing with the sci-fi Christian podcast, among others. And then
Yeah.
Heed the call, then, for now. Podcasters, assemble!
With the Sci-Fi Christian Podcast, among others.
Issue 1, Superheroes.